Okay, everybody, hope all is good. Today's daf is my cut and daf Yud Ches. We're here four lines up on Yud Zayin and Mabez, Tanur Rabbanon. And the Gemara says like this, Kashem Sha'amru Asr Lagalech Bamoid, Kach Asr Litol Tzipornayim Bamoid, Devrei Rabbi Yehuda. Just like you're not allowed to get a haircut during Chol HaMoed, again, if you remember, you want to make sure that you come into the Yom Tov with a haircut looking all nice. So we made, Chazal made haircuts Asr and Chol HaMoed. So just like that's Asr, so too, the same thing by cutting your nails. It's Asr to cut your nails on Chol HaMoed, for the same reason. Rabbi Yossi says that it is motor. Kashem Sha'amru Avil Asr Lagalech Bimei Evlo, Kach Asr Litzal Tziponayim Bimei Evlo, Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Matir. And they have the same machlokas by an Avil, whether he's allowed to cut his nails. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's Asr, and Rabbi Yossi says it is motor. Amr Ula Halach Rabbi Yehuda Be'Avil, Balach Rabbi Yossi Be'Moed. Ula makes a split. And by Avil, right, it is, it's the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, and the halachas like Rabbi Yossi by Chol HaMoed, implying that the halachas of Moed, right, or the stringencies of Moed are a little bit less machmir than the stringencies of Avelis, but we don't paskin like that, right? Shmuel Amar, halachas Rabbi Yehuda, B'Moed, Uva Avil, that the halachas like Rabbi Yossi, in both of those cases, and Lekula, right, because the Amar Shmuel halacha, Kedivra HaMekel B'Avil, because Shmuel Shita is, that the halacha is always like the lenient, the makil opinion by Avil, right? There's a lot to say about that. Right? It's not necessarily true across the board, but again, I think there's a Tosos later. I think it's a Tosos later in the Masechta that says it's only by Tanaim, but not Amoraim. I don't remember exactly, but that is not a straight up line. I mean, that's not an all a be all and end all. But that is Shmuel Shita Halacha Ketivra Meikel. That's why we paskin like Rav Yossi over here that you are allowed to cut nails on Chol HaMoed and Rachmana Litzlan if a person is an Avo. Pinchas Achve de Mar Shmuel, Pinchas, the brother of Mar Shmuel, Israel Bar Milso, something bad happened to him, meaning he lost a relative. So Al Shmuel Lemishal, time of Minei, Shmuel wanted to see how he was doing. Chazinu Le Torfe de Havu Lefishan. He saw that his nails, right, were long. Right, so Amalei said to him, Amailo Shakatalu, so he said, why didn't you cut your nails? So Amalei, he said, well, Ibidi Day, Havaka Mimizalsis Be Kulehai. Well, he said kind of sharply back to him, said, well, if this would happen to you, right, would you have Bimizalzel, would you have taken your Avelis so lightly? Would you have kind of treated it so flippantly? So Avai Kishkaga, Kayotimifnea Shalit. So it was like a mistake that came out in front of the king, or the ruler, the emperor, the Isra Bamilso Bishmuel. So sure enough, right, again, like when a person says something, right, we don't really realize the power of our words, but unfortunately, right, it came out to the point where it kind of, you know, gave him an ayin hara, whatever phrase you want to call it. Basically, the same thing happened to Shmuel, because just like Pinchas said back to him, well, if you would have been in Avelus, what would you have done? So sure enough, he ended up in Avelus. So Al Pinchas Achve Le Misha Time Amine. So sure enough, Pinchas went to pay Shiva call. And Shaklinu Latorfe Chavtinu La Ape. And Shmuel, right, took his nails and threw it at him. And Amalei Lestacha Bris Crusol Sasvayim. What, you don't hold that there's a bris that is given to our lips, meaning our words have power. Right, people don't realize. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Minayin she bris kruso l'svasayim." How do you know that there's some sort of bris, some sort of covenant with the lips? Shenamar is supposed to say, "Vayomer Avram el Na'arav shulicham po machamor vaniyah v'anar nelcha akov v'nishtach v'nashuva lichem." Right? How do you know that sometimes when people say something, right, if things happen based on those words? So Avram Avinu said to Eliezer and to Yishmael, right, when he went to take Yitzchak for the Akedah, he said, stay here, and then we will go, and we will bow down, and we will come back. Right? V'yistay milsa dehadar tarvayu. Right? So sure enough, it turned out that, yeah, we, meaning both of them, came back from the Akedah. Now, Tosis is a good question over here, but that's something that happened that was good. Right? How do you know that that necessarily means that when a person says something bad, that that's also going to happen? Right? If you're like top toses, right? Tema delma demida tova maruba. Right? Maybe if a person gives you a bracha and says something nice, right? Accidentally. So okay, so the bracha is going to come true. But how do you know that's necessarily true for something bad? Right? He says you would have very much expected the Gemara to quote something else. Right? The Gemara, a phrase that people are very familiar with, I would imagine. And right? The phrase appears a couple times in the Gemara that the person al tiftach pe l'satan. Right, a person shouldn't open up his mouth, right, and say things because maybe Chas v'Shalom, God forbid, something will happen. Right, so that's Tosfos wonders, right, why didn't the Gemara bring that question? Okay, but finally the Gemara brings the other case a little bit more positive and upbeat. Okay, so Sofer Mine Diyad in Vergolo. So when we said about this whole halacha about cutting nails, right, so people thought that it was mutter to cut fingernails, but not toenails. So Rav Anan bar Tachlifa l'didima farshli mina de Shmuel. He said, no, it was explained to me, Shmuel Shita is lo shna diyad, lo shna deregol, doesn't matter, fingernails, toenails, all the same. Amar Bechia Amar bar Ashi Amar Rav. Over gunustra osir, but you're not allowed to use nail clippers, right? You're not allowed to use, some translate as scissors, okay? Right? You have to use some sort of shinoi, as we'll see in a second. People were biting their nails or whatever. It might be tough to bite your toenails, but right, either way. Amar Rav Shimon bar Abba, Havakamina Kamei, Rabbi Yochanan, Dei Midrash, Rabbi Chol Shemoid. He said, Rabbi Shimon says he was chilling with Rabbi Yochanan at the base medrash of Chol Shemoid, Veshaklinu the Tofrei, Bishinei Vizakrinu. Vizarkinu, right? And sure enough, Rabbi Yochanan was biting his nails, right, and then throwing them. Very interesting, and throwing them on the ground. So Shema Mina Tlas, we learned three halachos from his actions. Shema Mina Mutar Litol Tzibarnai B'Chol Shemoid. Right, first of all, you're allowed to cut your nails in Chol Shemoid. Shema Mina Ein Behem Mishum Mios. They're not necessarily because of Mios. They're not necessarily disgusting. They're not repulsive, even though some people nowadays perhaps would argue, but they're not disgusting. Fushmamina, mutter lezarkon, and you're allowed to throw them on the floor. The Gemara says, really, Aini? Really? Is that really true? Fatani, well, they're right, such lojit varim them, and there are three things they said about nails. Hakovron, tzaddik, if someone buries them, he's a tzaddik. Sorfon, if he destroys them, if he burns them, he's a chassid, he's even more, it's even better. And zarkon, rasha, but if you throw on the ground, you're a rasha. The Gemara says, time of my, what's going on here with nails? So perhaps something maybe you're familiar with, but moderately well known. Shema tavarala isha ubra v'tapil isha v'tapil. Maybe a pregnant woman will walk over them, and then she will have a miscarriage. A debate in the Rishonim in terms of what we're talking about over here. Either because she's going to be so repulsed by them, she'll have some sort of like revulsion, and Rechman al Islam, her body can react, or some sort of magical kind of like heebie-jeebie. Ayin Hara type thing. If that in fact is the case, where would that come from? So again, the Chazal mentioned that the Adam and Chava initially were covered perhaps with some sort of fingernail like film, and then when Chava sinned, so there's some sort of issue with the Bria, the Bria changed a little bit, right? And then only the nails are now only on our hands and our toes. Okay, again, because of perhaps that's the connection. But either way, right? I feel like people have heard of this. I'm not sure if it's a real thing, but sure enough, the Gemara does mention it, that a woman walking over fingernails is going to be an issue. Right, Rachman al Tzlan lo aleinu, right, for pregnancy. Okay, but either way, this is the question. Meaning, how could Rabbi Yochanan throw his nails on the ground, right? If a woman walks over them, Rachman al Tzlan, right, but it says you should get rid of them, you should bury them, you should burn them, whatever. So what was he doing? So Gemara says, you're right, but Isha be midrasha lo shchicha, but a woman wasn't showing up to the Beis Medrash, so he didn't have to worry about it. Ay, v'chitem is in the demichnashi lehu, v'shadi lehu, avrai, well, okay, fine, but sometimes the Beis Medrash is swept up, and all the dirt goes outside, and then she can step over it. So the Gemara says, no, came with ishtini. Once you already sweep it up and move it outside, and maybe they get broken and they get cracked, right? Since they're already changed, right, then they're changed, then it's not an issue anymore. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Zug ba mechamsen lefnei Rebbe. There was a pair that came from Chamsen to talk to Rebbe. Marzutra masni. Marzutra said it wasn't Rav Yehuda. Rav who said it, but it was a brisa that zug ba mechamsen lefnei Rebbe. But either way, what happened? Ubikshmi menu tzipornayim. Right? They asked him a shayla whether they could cut their nails. Vehitir lehem and said it was mutter. Vehbikshmi menu safa hitir lehem. And if they would have asked about cutting their mustache of the Cholamoid, he also would have said it was mutter. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says no. Afbikshmi menu safa vehitir lehem. No, they actually did ask. And he said that it was mother. Amar Avital Safra, Avital the scribe, said, Mishmei the Rav, or who's that? Rav Papa. It says Rav Papa, but what that should that? Okay, and the Rush doesn't have that. Oh, either way, so what you say, Avital the scribe says, name of either Rav or Rav Papa, right? Safa Mizavis Lazavis. You can trim your mustache from one corner to the next. On Chol Hamoed, right, as Rashi says, Misofa Pel, Sofa Acher, Mutter Legaleach, Sharim Akevas Achila, Ushtia Umais. Right, again, it gets in the way of eating and drinking, and it's disgusting. Right, so trim your beard. I always wondered. I think it looks ridiculous, but you always see people, right? You see Baruch Hashem, great Gedolim, with tremendous beards, but their mustaches are very short. So it's a little funny, but yeah, but this is exactly the pshat, and they cut it because otherwise, can you imagine, the mustache grows disgusting right over the mouth. How in the world do they eat? So that's, yeah, so that's this idea. You're allowed to, what's called an akhalamoid. You're allowed to cut it on akhalamoid because it gets in the way of your food. Rabbi Ami, was Safa Makevis, and Rabbi Ami just says, yeah, it's only if the mustache is ma'akev, the mustache is stopping a person from eating. I'm Rabbi Nachman Bari Yitzchak Lididi, because Safa Makevis Damili. And Rabbi Nachman says, it doesn't have to be actually stopping you from eating. For me, right, any long hairs at all would stop me from eating. It would be disgusting for me. So therefore, it's like it's a long mustache, and meaning that anything that bothers me, you're allowed to shave right on the upper lip. Again, another statement from Avitul Safra. Paro Shai B'mei Moshe, the paro that Moshe contended with, right? Hu Ama V'Zikno Ama Upar Mishatko Ama V'Zeres. Some understand this to be literal, some understand that he was the dwarf, some understand that this is to be figurative, talking about and how annoying he was. But either way, that it says that Paro himself was an Amma tall, and his beard was an Amma long, and his male Aver was an Amma and a half long. Right, and the Kayim Hashnemar, to explain what the Pasuk says, V'shafal anashim yakim alea, right, I'll put low men on top of you. Okay, Amar Avitul Safra, M'shin Derav. Again, Avitul Safra says, Paro she'haya b'mei Moshe, Amgushi haya. He was an Amgushi. Now, what's an Amgushi? So if you remember back to Mesechus Shabbos, right, Rashi quotes it over here. We had a Machlokes, what that means. Either a sorcerer or someone who blasphemes the name of God. So either way, this lines up, because the Mishnah, the Pasuk says, right, he would go out to the river. So if you tell me that he was a sorcerer, so then he would go and use the Nile as the source for his black magicry or whatever. And if you tell me he was a blasphemer, so yeah, so he would say that Hashem doesn't exist, but the Nile is the Avodah Zarah. So that's, you know, that he would bow down to that. Okay, fine. Ve'ilu mechapsim b'moed, habam b'din sayam. Right, these are the ones, again, we quoted in the Mishnah, right? One of the things that people who are allowed to do laundry in Chol HaMoed. Amar be'asim, amar be'yokhanam, misha ein lo el ha'cholok echod, mutar lechapsim b'chol HaShem HaMoed. And someone only has one shirt, right? We quoted this already once before, right? Is allowed to wash his, what's it called? To wash his shirt on Chol HaMoed. Masiv Rabbi Yirmiya, everyone's at Rabbi Yirmiya, said, one second. If you look at the list in our Mishnah, right, that case is not there. It says Elu Mechapsim B'Moed, Abba B'Din Sayam, etc. Honey in Misha in Lo Elu Chaluk Echad Lo. It doesn't mention anything about a guy who has one shirt. So Amalei Rabbi Yaakov Le Rabbi Yirmiya, Asr Elu Chaluk Mishnisen. Right, I'll explain to you the Mishnah. Afagav Yisle Trei U'Mitanfi. Right, so that our Mishnah is only in a case where a guy has two and they're dirty. But what about if a guy only has one? So that already is mother. Shalach Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yaakov Bar Giri Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan Klei Pishdan Mutar Lechapsim Chol Shemoed. You're allowed to wash linen garments on Cholamoid. Must again because it's not a big deal. This is very easy. And tachlises, they get very dirty, right? They get, I guess, you sweat in them, you'd have to wash them again, right? So it's not a big deal. So Masiv Rava Metavkos Hayadayim. One second, Rava says, I'll ask you, Akasha, the Brisa says, Metavkos Hayadayim. Again, we also quoted this Brisa, right? Hand towels, Metavkos, and we said two pshatim, either Hasfarim or Hasaparim. Either way, either, let's just say Saparim, let's say the barber clothing. Not barber clothing, but the sheet of the stuff that the barber uses to kind of cut hair, right? Honey in klipishdan lo, right? You can only use those types of things can be washed, but linen cannot be washed. Amalei baye, baye says masnisa nafilu desharmini. Now the Mishnah is talking about any other things aside from linen, but even linen as well can be washed. Amar bar hidya said. Right, I went to see. I saw the sea of by Tveria, meaning the what's it called? Oh my gosh, the Kinneret. Thank you. And the mafkila mishichli demani kisna b'chola demuad. And I saw, sure enough, there were people taking like baskets of this stuff, baskets of this kisna, of this linen, right, on cholamayit, apparently, right, because it's mutter to wash it. Maskul abaye, right, meaning he seemed to say that tells me the halacha. So maskul abaye said to him, man leimulon lam debaratza chachamim avdi. How do you know they were doing the right thing? Right, doma shalo baratza chachamim avdi. Maybe they didn't do it. Right, they did not do the right thing. Right? And they were all doing avirus. Maybe it wasn't appropriate. Right? You can't just base it. You can't always just base it. Right? Sometimes the Gemara says, you know, that the Bisrael, Bnei Yisrael, Nevi'im, Bnei Nevi'im, him, right, etc. And you can rely on the Menag of Yisrael. Right over here, though, right, Abaye was not so ready to do that. Okay. Mishnah now, the new Mishnah now. Ve'elu kosvin b'moed. These are the people who are allowed to write on Chol HaMoed. or these things we're allowed to write in a cholamoid. Kiddushin Hashem, you're allowed to write a shtar kiddushin, v'gitin and get, right? V'shovrin. Shovrin are what's it called? Is a shuvar is a receipt. Daitaki matana and daitaki is a will. Matana is a gift. Prusbolin is a prusbol for as coming up on at the end of Shemitah to make sure you don't lose all your loans. Igoros shum. Now shum is not garlic, but it means evaluations. You go to the letters of evaluations. You have to evaluate property or whatever. Igoros mazon. If a person promises to support his wife's daughter, many of you marries someone who has kids already. So the husband promises to support his, I guess, his stepdaughter at this point. Shtari chalitza, shtar for chalitza, umiyunim, and miyun is if a mother and a brother marry off a child, a girl, when she's less than 12, right? So the father, Rachman Litzlan, is not in the picture, so she's allowed to protest and miyun and cancel the marriage. Shtari birurin, any shtar that kind of has to clarify what's going on over here. What's it called? What's going on? Right. So biru bezin chilek zeva chilek zeva. Ah, right. Nochon yerushas, meaning some sort of inheritances. And gzeros bezin, any decrees from bezin vigeros shorish rashus. Now that's not rishus, it's rashus, which with the kamatz, and that's letters of the government. If you look at Rashi, Shal Shilton, that's the letters of the government. Amar Shmuel says, Mutar La'ariz Yishubu Chol HaShemoid, right? If the first thing we said, you're allowed to write Kiddushin Hashem, right? That, again, you can be Mekadosh a woman, right? In three ways, beginning of a second Kiddushin, Kesef Shtar and Bia, one of them is Shtar, right? You can hand her a piece of paper that says Ariat Mekudeshesli, etc., right? We say it under the chuppah and give her a ring, right? Obviously, that's the value, right? That's the Kesef. But if you want to use a shtar, you can. So apparently Shmuel says you are allowed to get engaged on. Well, now, engaged is the bad word. Just to clarify, I'm going to say engaged when we have the word erusin and lakadesh, but it doesn't really mean engaged. I mean, there are two, in Jewish marriage, there's two steps to the marriage process. There's kiddushin, and then there is nisuin. Again, kiddushin just loosely is translated as engagement. It's not really, right? A person is considered fully married when they do kiddushin. They just have to finish the marriage, right? To the point where she cheats on him or he cheats on her. Well, yeah, if she cheats on him, so then she can get put to death for that. I mean, they're considered fully married, more or less. Obviously, some halachos are not in play. But either way, so we're going to say erusin is, let's say, get engaged, just to use that loosely. So Shmuel says if you can write shtar kiddushin, so apparently, right, you're allowed to get engaged on chol hamoed. So shema yikamenu acher, what's the reason? Because maybe someone else will chaper up, right, and jump in there and win fair lady's heart. Maybe we should prove, see that this is a proof for him, right? Right, seems to be pretty good proof from our Mishnah. My lav shtar kiddushin mamish, isn't that talking about a shtar kiddushin? This guy says, lo, that's not what we're talking about. Shtar, that's shtar psikta. That's the shtar for the dowry and all the kind of the agreements between the parents. How much money are they going to give to the marriage? Kederav Gidol Marav, Damarav Gidol Marav, Kama Ata Nosin Lebitcha, Kach Hakach, Kama Ata Nosin Lebitcha, Kach Hakach. Right, the parents are discussing how much you're giving for your son, how much you're giving for your daughter to support them. Aldu Vekitchu, if they go and they do Kedushin, Kanu, they acquire. Right, that's that the whole process works. We'll get to that at the end of. Is that the Gemara's in Ksuvus also? I'm not sure, I don't remember. I think it's in the Ksuvus. Okay, so we'll get to that before we get to Kedushin. Kedushin is at the end of Seder Nashim, as that's coming up in a couple of months. But either way, Hein Heina Doron Lenikin Be Amira, these are things that are acquired through Amira. There's no formal kinyan over there. But anyway, that's what we're talking about. Those types of agreements, right? Those type of shtaros. Our proof does not necessarily, our Mishnah does not necessarily prove Shmuel, because it's not what it's talking about. It's not talking about shtar kiddushin like I had originally suggested. Leva Masayele. Maybe I'll bring another proof for Shmuel. Ein nosin nashim b'moed. We don't get married. We don't do nisuin. We don't fully marry on chol hamoed. Lo besulos, lo amanos, lo b'yamim. And we don't do marry any types of women, virgins or widows, or we don't do yibum and pnei simcha yilo, because it's a simcha. And if you remember, we don't ein marvim simcha v'simcha. We don't combine simchas. V'hala ares, but to get engaged, shari. Apparently, maybe that'd be mutter. So Gemara says no. Lo mi bo yikamer. No, that brisa could be telling me. That it's a lomi boya. You don't even need to tell me that you can't do kiddushin. Lomi boya la'ares. But you don't even need to tell me that you're not allowed to do Erisin, or that you're allowed to get engaged, because the Lokav Mitzvah, because that's not a mitzvah. Elafil Lisa, but even to marry fully, I mean, to finish the marriage, right? Nami, also that's Aser, the Lokav Mitzvah, because you're doing, even though you're doing a mitzvah, Aser, it's still Aser, because it's a Simcha Yilowa name, Marv Mitzvah Simcha. Now, this is a big debate amongst the Rishonim, again, not at all the time and place right now, but a big debate, what exactly is a mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah to marry? Is Kiddushin a mitzvah? Is Nisuin a mitzvah? Is the mitzvah Peru Revu? Right, a lot of Rishonim and Achronim and Yeshiva Shateira has been said over about that. But I'll just throw it out there, and we're not going to get into it now. Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. The Tana Debe Shmuel Ma'arsin of a low consent, right? They talk to the base marriage of Shmuel that you can get engaged, but you can't marry, you can't do Nisuin on Chol HaMoed. Ve'in osin sudas erisin. We don't make a suda for the erisin, for the engagement. V'lo mi'abmim, v'nishim simcha yilo. And we don't do yibum, because it's a simcha. So Shma Minah, apparently we see that is true. That you actually can do kiddushin as erisin, you can get engaged on Chol HaMoed. The problem is, what was Shmuel's reason? Right, maybe someone else would jump in there and grab her first. Problem is, Shmuel says that bechol yom vayom bas kol yotzis omeres bas ploni leploni sede ploni leploni. Right, every day a bas kol comes out. Right, again, what's about the concept of basheret? Comes out and says every single day, bas ploni leploni. Right, this guy's daughter is going to marry this guy, etc., etc. Right, and same thing by a field. So what's the deal over here? Now, this is also a lot in seminary. This is a very popular topic, obviously. And the Gemara over here, the Gemara beginning of Sota. So I'll just mention over here that this is you have the hay over here in the Mesaras Hashas leading to the Gemara in Sota, the beginning of Sota. Famously, the Gemara said the beginning of Sota also talks about Baskel coming out 40 days before someone is born and says this is who they're going to marry, right? The whole concept of Basharat, right? Okay, very good. Someone just points out, I forget exactly which parish it is, but here the Lashon is a little bit different. Right here it says, right, again in the Gemara, so that says 40 days before a person is born, or is it 40 days after they're conceived? I forget already. Okay, but here, if you look at the Lashon, what's the Lashon? Bechol yom vayom. Every single day there's a bas kol and says, Bas ploni leploni, ben ploni, you know, that this shidduch is shayach. So it could very well be, I forget already of who comes up with this beautiful pshat, but it could very well be that a person's basher changes every day, right? But depending on his and her level, right? You tell in a chinami that there's an original basheret, that's the Gemara and Sota, that 40 days before, etc., right? There's a bas kol that comes out. But here it says b'chol yom v'yom, that every single day, right, a bas kol comes out. It could be that the person basher changes. Okay, that's already more seminary talk. Weiter. Ella shemaki kamino. So again, what's the pshat? I mean, Shmuel says that shemaki kamino acher, right? You're allowed to get engaged on Chol HaMoed because maybe someone else will grab her. What do you mean? There's all kinds of basheret. So Ella, rather the idea is shemaki kamino acher v'rachmin, because maybe someone else will daven for her, and that's how they will get in there. The implication being that davening works. Davening works to kind of change your basheret situation. Well, as we'll see in a second, that's not always the greatest idea. Ki hada Rava, because there was a story that Rava shami lehu gavra de boy rachmi. The Rava heard some guy davening, right? Amar, and he said, let me marry this girl. So Rava said to him, not a good idea. Lo ti boy rachmi machi. That's not how you daven. Right? Ichazilach, right? So, because if she's good for you, so lo azlaminach. So you won't lose her. Meaning she won't travel from you. She won't leave you. Meaning you'll get her. V'ilo, and if you're not, if it's not really a good shidduch, if it's not, she's not really the one who's supposed to marry you, then kafar to Bashem. Well, there's two ways to read this, but either kafar to Bashem, you'll be a kofar b'ikr, right? You're lacking emuna, right? You're not gonna, you know, you're gonna be upset that Akash Baruch has picked out something else for you, right? You're not happy with what Hashem wants for you. Or you could read it as kafar to ba, that you'll be kofar in her, meaning that the marriage won't work. And if you daven so hard for someone who's not shaykh for you, and you Karsh Bogor is like, okay, you daven so hard, I'll give it to him. But then, you know, things won't work out later down the line. And sure enough, Pasar Achi, after that, Shameh the Kamar, so Rava then heard that guy davening later on. I don't know how much later, but he heard him later davening. Oh, Ihu Lamos Mekama? Oh, Ihu Tamos Mekame. Right, let me die before she marries someone else, or let her die before she marries someone else, because I can't bear to see that. So that's what that guy was davening, right? Rahman al-Sun, you see how he got so perverted, he was so lovesick, Right, that he had the daven that, that either he or she could should die, right? So he wouldn't have to see her marry somebody else. Amar Lei said to him, "Love me, look, love to buy the milsei hachi." Rava said to him, "What are you doing? Look, didn't I not tell you that this is a terrible idea? Don't do this. You shouldn't daven or to marry somebody specifically." Because Amar Rav Bishum, let's just do a little bit further because it's a little bit late. Amar Rav Mishum Rabbi Reuven ben Itzra Bili min haTorah min avinu min haKsuvim. We learn this from all parts of Tanakh. May Hashem Isha liIsh. That Kosh Baruch Hu kind of right. This is some concept of Asherah. Min haTorah deKtiv. You see the Torah that says Vayad Lavan Besuul Vayomru May Hashem Yatzah Devar. Right, when Eliezer told the whole story to Lavan and Besuul. Right, how he came for Rivka, etc., etc. Lavan and Sul both said, "Oh, must be from Hashem." Min the Neviim, you see it from the Neviim. The Chitim Pasuk says, "Veviv imo lo yodu ki me Hashem hi." Right, they didn't realize that it was from Hashem that Shimshon that wanted to marry Plishtim. I don't think this, it could have been Delilah. I don't think it was Delilah at this point, but either way, he married a bunch of Plishtim women. So his parents didn't realize that was from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Right, and min Ksuvim, the Chitim Pasuk says, "Bais v'hon nachalas avos me Hashem Isha Maskelas," it said, right, Maskelas, Seichel, right, a woman with Seichel, that's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we're going to stop here. We'll go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.